afternoon, gamblers.
Hey.
This is Bro 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 Bets, a podcast for degenerates by degenerates.
T-Bone.
We welcome you back. We were off yesterday. We all hit all of our bets. We went undefeated. It's a shame we didn't have a show. But we were doing charity work for the kids because that's just who we are. We are back today. It is Friday, May 3rd. It is officially Derby weekend. I believe the Oaks are today, Gorms. Is that correct?
The Oaks is today all day, and tomorrow is the Derby.
A wet track, a muddy track, a sloppy track. That'll come into play. So we will go over our Derby picks today. We have the NBA. We have the NHL. We have Major League Baseball. And our good friend from Canada, Kyle Gump Cathcart,
yes,
is in the house for a couple footy picks.
Let's go.
I am also joined by Todd McComas and Jeffrey Gorman. I am your host, Tony DiGuglio. Let's jump right into it. Let's jump into NBA tonight. The Celtics are -2 versus the Bucks. Does anyone have any feelings on this at all?
Oh, boy, do I ever.
Go, Gorms. Hit it, Gorms. What do you got, buddy?
Well, it comes down to this, boys.
What does it come down to, Jeffrey?
It's this game or nothing.
Oh, explain, please.
If you're in the barn known as Antetokounmpo.
Okay.
This is the biggest game, arguably, in this man's career.
Correct.
And I'm just saying, cream rises to the top. I know he needs some people around him, but I'm just going to come right out with it. They go into Boston and just nab one.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay? They're getting 2 points tonight. Celts are -2. Low line.
Yes.
Okay? We know what he's capable of. We know what Boston is. But I'm telling you, this game means a lot to this young kid from Greece, and I think he performs tonight. Todd, you know me. If you got a good horse or a good player, you got to ride him, baby.
This one's tough for me because, I mean, by all accounts, Boston has done their job. They grabbed one on the road, and that's all you can ask of your team. We're bringing it home. Kyrie Irving shot 4 for 18 in that last game.
Not a great.
That's not going to happen.
They were incredible. Boston was incredible shooting game one, terrible shooting game two.
Right.
Like, is there going to be a middle ground, or is it going to go back to either terrible or incredible?
I like to think that they're going to play well tonight.
Sure.
They got the confidence of the first win on the road, and then they shit the bed. They're going to be playing with a chip on their shoulder, I think, going into this one. But, man, the trio of Giannis, Bledsoe, Middleton is very fucking scary.
Yes.
Especially if Giannis finally says, hey, I need to show people why I was an MVP candidate and fucking prove my worth. So I'm not comfortable betting either way on the spread. I do, however, like the over at 220.
Tell us why, Todd.
Because just trend-wise, when Boston is the home favorite, the over covers 60% of the time.
Really?
How does that make you feel?
It's a good deal.
Makes me feel very good. And when the Bucks are the away dog, the over covers 62.5% of the time. Now, before I really get looking into this, I always think unders when I think Boston, right? But with these two trends here, I mean, they both fit the bill. I am pretty confident they're going to cover the over.
It did go over in game two, under in game one. The series has not been close. The Celtics dominated game one. The Bucks dominated game two. I feel like that's been the story of the playoffs. I can't remember a game yet, these entire playoffs, where it's been a two-point game with, like, under a minute left. It's either one team's up by 8 or 9 or 15 or whatever. I'm waiting for a close game, and I think tonight might be the night. That's why I'm going to go with the Bucks and the points.
Okay.
If you're going to give me the points, I'm going to take them. Celtics fan Gumpy, you disagree with this?
I'd hammer Celtics money line. I just think this is, you know what, Kyrie Irving, this is what you wanted. You wanted your own team. You wanted to do this by yourself. You didn't want to be LeBron's buddy anymore. You're in Boston.
Gump, this is your time.
Gump,
you know he already has one tennis shoe in New York City, right? I mean, you know that.
You know what? Him and Durant, I literally think they could end up anywhere. They could get together and go anywhere and make the weirdest decision we've ever seen in the NBA because they are both out of their mind sometimes.
Yeah, they really are both out of their mind sometimes and have a weird way of dealing with the press.
And that depth of that team, though. I'm talking to you on
Celtics
this comp. Yeah, the depth is scary. Depth in the playoffs and you're getting guys that are putting up quality minutes, bench guys. It's not the same on Milwaukee it's, with them. Keep in mind, Brogdon's still out.
It's weird to me because when I found out Marcus Smart was out, I thought that would kill them just because the energy and his defense. But it seems like with one less player, they've found the minutes for all the guys that they weren't able to find all year.
Yeah.
Like, they almost have too many good players, if that makes sense to you.
Yeah.
I refuse to believe that Al Horford is going to keep Giannis down.
Playoff Al?
Yeah, playoff Al. I refuse. I know.
Is that his handle?
He's average Al in the regular season. He's playoff Al in the playoffs.
You know who's killing the Bucks is Brook Lopez. Has been his like plus minus when he's on the court this series has been like minus 14. So if they realize that and maybe keep Brook off the fucking court, I think Milwaukee has a better chance.
Something to keep an eye on too. Mirotić is getting healthy and healthier and healthier.
That guy can shoot the lights out if he gets going.
Yeah, I'm just saying he's getting more minutes, more points, so watch it.
I don't know why we're ignoring the fact that the Celtics only are what Gordon Hayward is that day. I mean, he's pretty much the decision maker in this.
Off the
I'm
bench,
kidding,
yeah.
But yeah, he sucked last game. But I tell you what, when he is playing well, it adds a whole new element.
That's the thing. As good as Giannis and Kyrie are, what is going to decide this series is which guy gets the help from another guy that night.
And we talked about it the other day. On the road, the role players are not as good as they are at home. I'm still going with the points tonight and Giannis. They were the best fucking team all year long, and I'm not going to doubt them now. Late game. Portland Trailblazers minus -4 versus the Nuggets. So for the first two games of this series, Nuggets were minus -4 at home. Now Portland is minus -4 at home. That's telling me that Vegas thinks these are two very, very evenly matched teams. The only thing that's separating these two is home court. Nuggets took game one. Portland took game two. Who do you guys got tonight? Or are you taking the total? What are we going here?
Total.
Well, this is my favorite pick. I didn't pick any baseball, anything. I'm just worrying about the NBA playoffs tonight.
Todd.
So my pick is Portland minus -4.
Yeah.
Portland, here's my facts. I'm going to make my case as the prosecution. Portland is 26-17-1 against the spread at home, 33-21-1 as the favorite, 15-7-1 when the spread is between minus -5.5 to minus -2.5. Denver, on the other hand, is 18-26 against the spread. It's 40% on the road. 37-41 against the spread after a day off. 11-14 against the spread as the road underdog. Everything is stacked against them here. They do not play well away. They're a totally different team, I think, away. And if you factor in the fact that Jamal Murray isn't 100% because he aggravated that previous thigh injury, I think it's going to be a rough night for them.
Oh, I like the way Todd broke that down.
How's that make you feel? That pisses you off, right?
No, it doesn't.
No, you're a fucking Blazers hater.
No, I'm not a Blazers hater. Watch this. I just tell you right now. We've talked about it before they tipped off the first ball.
Mm-hmm.
This one's going 7, okay? They flipped and flopped on the road. They flipped and flopped, rather, in Denver. They will flip and flop again in Portland.
So which game goes which way tonight?
Mm-hmm. But tonight is your minus -4. Blazers is the call tonight.
I talked about it last game. Aminu and Harkless scored 4 points in game one. They combined for 16 in game two. Mm-hmm. Lillard only had 14.
Yeah, a little slow.
Lillard is going to shoot the lights out tonight. I'd be surprised if he didn't go for less than 40.
I'm all over the Trailblazers. Mm-hmm. In your fucking face, Gorms.
Why?
You've hated them all playoffs.
I have not. I'm on that tip. I'm betting them tonight.
You win OKC the first series. You fucking win Denver the first two games. You hate Dame Lillard for some reason, and I can't understand why.
I'm a CJ McCollum guy anyway, so just so you know.
Well, he had a nice little game, too.
Sure he did.
He had a nice little game, too. All right, let's quickly move to the NHL. Nicky Skates didn't have any picks today. He goes, honestly, I have no idea. So we have Gorms here. Do you have any fucking idea?
Can I throw in a little, a little... I don't know what the word is.
You can do whatever you
want.
Throw
in a word for me, Todd.
Sure.
Can I throw in a...
Putting a toe in it?
I don't like the tidbit toe. Give me something. Can I throw in a little...
Explain what you're trying to find here.
For my NHL picks.
A little parlay?
No.
Explain. Use your fucking
words. A dabble.
A
little dabble.
Yeah, okay.
A little tease.
A little dabble.
A little dabble will do.
A little dabble.
A little dabble.
Dabble do ya. A little dabble do ya.
These are tough, okay? We know what we're at right now. First and foremost, Carolina's playing the Islanders, are up 3-0. It's over tonight. Yeah. It's in Carolina.
They're closing it out, right?
That's not the issue. Okay. The issue is the next game, Stars at Blues. So I went to a dear friend of mine, actually a former Pennsylvania kid who played used to lace him up and play on the ice.
Okay, tell me about who.
RJ Umberger.
Oh, yeah. He was in the office this morning. He refused to come on the show and make some picks. I'm kidding. He said he would, but he wasn't confident. So I said, don't worry about it, man. Just tell Gorms your picks. What did he tell you?
He was all over the Carolina to close it out tonight. And then saying, hey, yep, the Blues at home, Dallas, going to be a good series, but not tonight. So we're going St. Louis and Carolina, home and home tonight in the NHL.
I am cool with that. The Stars Blue is a toss-up. The Carolina, there's no reason for the Islanders to show up tonight. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're not coming back. They're dead. They don't even get to go back to Long Island if they win tonight. They got to go back to fucking Brooklyn where they hate playing. That's what killed them this entire series. If they would have played the first two games in Long Island instead of Brooklyn, mm-hmm, completely.
They haven't had a home game in this series, if you ask me.
So, yeah, I also think Carolina.
And you can get them at like
minus
130. Mm-hmm. So you can even bet that straight up if you want.
Yeah, yeah. No problem at all. And we're going Blues. Todd, you got any problems with that?
No problems at all.
All right. Let's move on to the MLB. Todd, you said you have no picks in the MLB?
No. I am taking a beating in the MLB.
That happens sometimes.
And I'm going to take the weekend off.
Smart.
I'll come back Monday refreshed with a new baseball brain, and we'll see how it goes.
Gorms, do you have anything in the MLB?
I've been too busy trying to get in the brain of horses. So
I hear you. I hear you.
I'm out.
I'll throw out one quick MLB pick before we go to our derby. I'm taking the Cards Cubs over 7. Cubs are 4th in the league versus right-handed pitching. Cards are 5th in the league versus right-handed pitching. Flaherty and Hendricks both over 4 in the ERA. Hendricks is actually over 5. Cubs are 3rd in run per games. Cards are 6th in run per game. So we are going with the MLB Cards Cubs over 7 from your boy Tony DeGuglio.
Stats after stats after stats.
I mean,
fucking love it.
It could be a loser, but you can't say that I didn't give you excellent reasoning for the pick.
It's all about being on the right side.
I'm on the fucking right side, mm-hmm, okay? All right, so quickly, before we go to our derby picks, Gumpy has a couple footy picks for
Let's
you.
Let's go. The beautiful game needs beautiful picks, Gump. I love
that. Hey, tough week for me as a Liverpool fan. We got wiped by Barca.
From now on, when you bring in your footy picks, your soccer picks, I'm gonna give you this intro. It's somebody kicking a ball.
Wait. Pretty good. Let me hear it again.
That's nice, man.
Or a baby farting before mother changed a diaper, yeah.
Okay, full slate today. Everybody's playing today, which is weird because it's a Friday. We got the German Bundesliga.
Yep.
RB Leipzig.
Yep. Big RB Leipzig guy.
When do you think the last time they lost a game, Tone?
Fucking November.
January 19th.
Wow.
16 games without a loss.
I mean, that's more than a trend. That's a streak, my friend.
Yes.
Minus 146, money line. That's you got to take
that.
Or
we're stealing there?
Yeah.
We're stealing money there. All right, 100%. What else do you got?
And then we're going to dive into the MLS.
Oh, I love a good
I've been
MLS
on this
pick.
All year. Fade the Whitecaps. They have been playing better. Vancouver is 1-5-3 going into Colorado. Colorado is without a win this year. 0-7-2.
Okay.
New coach, though. Just fired their coach. Get the boys fired up. Colorado minus 125
tonight. Oh, you're taking
tonight.
The Whitecaps.
Wow.
I'm fading the Whitecaps. Okay. Rapids minus 125.
Okay, Rapids minus 125. Colorado, it's a tough place to play. hey, easy on that fucking piece of paper.
So
there.
New coach turns it around, basically.
You think the new coach?
He used to play for the Rapids too, so everyone's fired up. The fan base, everybody.
This is an anti-homer pick, huh?
Yeah, I've been on it all year, man. The Whitecaps they got rid of everybody. It's a brand new team and a new coach. They got a draw at home against Philadelphia last weekend, but Philly was without 6 of their starters.
Awesome. 6. All right, let's move on to the Derby. This is Derby weekend. Gorms, let's start with the Oaks. Do you have some picks for the Oaks today, which is Friday, the day before the Derby?
I'm just going big races at the Oaks.
Okay.
It's a full slate of 10 to 12, but I'm going with the actual Kentucky Oaks running.
Okay.
Okay. And I play a ton of exotics. So
You should.
Just keep Leora in all your exotics, folks. Keep them in to win the race. Keep this in mind, too. We have a slick track today.
Yep.
We have a slick track tomorrow.
Okay.
Horses, when they're training, when they're getting their runs in the morning, they cut them loose, but they cut them loose for a two furlongs, maybe a furlong. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. In a race, you're cutting them loose, holding them back, and then let them run.
Yeah, yeah.
My point is, it's tough to train horses how to run properly when it's soggy, when the track's, when it's been raining.
Experience is key.
Yeah, I like Leora in the Oaks. Pair him up with somebody if you want. There could be a 15 to 30 to 1 long shot with it is. I would. We'd be here till 6 o'clock tonight if I was going to tell you all the exotics. I'm giving you a winner in Leora to win the Oaks.
That's all we need.
That's my pick.
Okay. That's all we need.
Remember, that's mine. That's that's just me.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I know.
Now we flip around. We go to the other side. We go to the Derby.
Hold on. Before you get into the Derby, let me give you a little fun fact I heard about the Derby.
Give me it.
Okay? So Omaha Beach scratched.
Goodbye.
The last two times that the favorite was scratched, the week of, was in 2009. When Mind That Bird won at 50-1.
Right on the rail with Calvin Bo Rail riding.
Yep. And then in 2011, when Animal Kingdom won at 20-1. So the last two times that the favorite has been scratched, there's been
a long shot.
Yeah, a long shot has won. So something to think about going into this race.
Fucking Long Range Toddy.
Yeah. Long Range Toddy is,
could be the fucking...
is someone to look at.
It is. It is. He's we broke him down. Long Range Toddy could be there at the end. It all depends on the trip, and it all depends on... There's so many factors that go into this. No horse likes mud in their face.
Correct.
None of them. When you get a soggy track, you're getting wet mud in your face, not dry mud, and it's sticking. That's another thing to consider. So when he's behind races, it's getting flattered right in the freaking guy's face. So
it's about who gets out front first.
Yeah, and kind of hopes that, you know, Mind That Bird was somebody that kind of overcame the odds Tony was talking about, was in the back of the track, and then found his way to the rail and never looked back. So it's not a normal race day, betting race day, rather, because of this track surface. It's just the way that it is. They're not training their horses to be mudders.
I have been saying this for about a decade and a half now. I don't know when they're going to finally get these horses visors. You know what I mean? For the mudders. I mean, I think it's just cruel that, hey, you give the fucking jockeys got fucking goggles on and you do nothing for the horses.
Yeah. With windshield wipers.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
They do wear a thing called blinders, but they're for sideways to keep so they don't look at another horse. Yeah. Right, right. So.
All right, so let's hear some of your initial...
I talked, Tony. I spoke earlier about Roadster.
You did.
I love Roadster. Me too. On the proper track. It ain't the proper track tomorrow. I'm taking them out. You can do what you want, Tony, but I'm taking them out. My horses, okay, right now. And remember, that great stat line that we heard from Tony there when he was talking about Mind That Bird and Animal Kingdom, same type of situation we're going on. I like win-win-win.
Okay.
I like Country House, long shot. I like Cutting Humor, long shot.
The Country House only got in because Omaha Beach dropped out.
Tony,
the underdog.
Tony, do your notes, please. That's Bodie Meister.
Are you sure?
Yeah, Tony.
Are you sure?
Tony.
Okay. Well,
okay,
I was
do
wrong
your
there.
Notes.
But let me give you a little thing here about Cutting Humor.
Go ahead.
I have an inside guy at the track.
Got it. Right.
Okay. Corey Lannery, who is riding number 10 Cutting Humor. John Velasquez was riding Cutter Humor, but then decided not to ride it and took Code of Honor, which is a number 13 pool, which is interesting. Could Velasquez know something? Corey knows Churchill. He's one of the winningest jockeys at several meets. So something to think about with Cutting Humor there.
Yeah,
maybe.
they're going to go with the better horse always in their mind. But then again, I bring it back to the track. Again, it's like it's not a normal trip for these guys when it's slushy out there and sloggy and
I'm
wet.
I'm scratching Cutting Humor right now.
Forms likes them.
So I like Cutting Humor. I like Country House. I like Win, Win, Win. But I am going with the Baffert Improbable Horse to win and wear the roses tomorrow. I like I said, I was on Roadster, but I cut it down. I handicapped it. I look at some of the training that he's done. Improbable's a great horse. Bob Baffert knows what he's doing at the Derby. He is Mr. Derby. So you guys do what you want. I am picking Improbable to win the race. On the board, I like Win, Win, Win. On the board, I like Country House. And on the board, I like Cutting Humor. It's up to you guys to put it in your exacta or trifecta or superfecta, however you want. But those are the four that I'm keying in right now. And I'll be honest with you. I've had some good luck in past Derbies. Mm-hmm. But I have also had some real bad luck in past
Derbies.
I mean,
that happens. Let me speak to some of your picks there. Improbable is someone I liked because of the rain. He lost by half of a length to Omaha Beach in the rainy Arkansas Derby.
Great race.
Which is a big race. The only rain race that he's ran in this year. One of the reasons why I didn't like Improbable was, though, he had three wins, and then he went 0-2 this year. Both times 0-2 this year, he's been acting up at the gate a little bit.
Yeah, he's a little snarly. Yeah.
So are we worried about him being a little snarly?
That's all right, man. Hey, great athletes are, you know, we deal with a lot of athletes around here. You know they're touchy-feely.
I know. Baffert's other two horses, game winner, who may end up being the favorite. Who was the best two-year-old last year, but is 0-2 this year.
Right.
The last time someone's been 0-2 going and won the Derby, can't find it. Can't find it. I looked. Can't find it. And then I did really like Roadster.
Mm-hmm.
He was coming on. He won the Santa Anita Derby. You're telling me, though, he's not a
I don't think he finishes on this track. And what I mean by finishing, I mean you want the biggest kick you can get down the stretch, and that's where I think he's going to fade. Especially, it all goes back to the track with me. Or I love the horse. On a dry track, I love the horse.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, you know, I don't love the horse.
Can he get to the rail fastest? Maybe. Maybe.
Possibly, yeah.
The reason why one person that I do like because of that is Tatakis.
Mm-hmm.
He is 2-0 this year, has run of the fastest paces all year long. So if I like him to get out and stay dry early, I like Tatakis. And then my favorite is Max Security. He's been dominant all year long. He's the only undefeated horse coming in. So that's what I'm going with there. I like Max Security to get out fast as well there. And then my other two wet horses, you know, a little longer odds. War of Will. Won his only sloppy race this year, and that sloppy race was at Churchill Downs.
Nice, so he's familiar.
And those are mine there. Are mine there.
The only thing, yeah.
What's your only thing?
My only thing on Max Security.
Okay.
Just finishing. It's just finishing. We're talking about a mile and a quarter here. Just finishing. Does he have the kick at the end? And I just don't.
The races that he's won this year have been like by 18 lengths, 10 lengths. He's been dominant. A little fun fact, I believe, about Max Security. Earlier this year, he could have been bought for $16,000.
Yeah, he was a claim horse. Yeah.
He was a claim horse,
mm-hmm.
Which someone could be making a lot of money off right now. Todd, you got anything on the Derby?
I do like the fact that Omaha Beach scratched.
Okay.
And that was a battle that was part of a very tough war for us. And I would almost say a war of will.
Yes.
We won that by sure will. So the coincidence in that, will. I don't know if that's a coincidence. I think that might be what we refer to commonly as destiny.
Okay. So you're,
I think I'm
just
mine,
as a just put as my a money destiny on pick. You're liking War of Will.
Yep.
War of Will's current odds. Let me see if I can find them here real quick.
30-1.
30-1.
Yep.
On this side, it's +1600. So I'm not how that translates.
So I think I'll probably put my money. I'll probably go on from what I've heard. I think I will go on Max Security and War of Will.
Okay.
And this, see what happens.
And Gorms, what are your top three if you're going trifecta?
If I'm going to go trifecta, I'm putting in Improbable in there, Win-Win-Win in there, and Country House, and I'm getting rid of Cut and Humor.
Country House is I believe, 30-1 as well, correct?
Yeah, and Tony, we don't have a dominant horse in this field.
Anyone
this
can
year.
Win it.
That's what I'm saying. So look for and don't be surprised if a 30-1 or higher does come in and wears those roses.
Yes, I also like Improbable. I still like Max Security, and I like Tatakis. So those are going to be mine if we're doing a little trifecta, and I believe that's it. Mm-hmm. It's the greatest 2 minutes in sports, right, Gorms?
Oh, the finest.
Last year was sloppy. They should start training these horses in sloppier conditions.
Or do you want to run them indoors?
You want
a dome over the track, Tony?
I do not want that. I do not want that. Hey, I'm someone who loves dealing with the conditions.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're a champion, you're going to win in any conditions.
That's it.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So that is it for today. Oh, wait. Let's do the cup of coffee a day parlay.
Bring it, Tony. This is a big one.
Yeah, we do. We got RB Leipzig out of the Bundesliga from our good friend Gumpy.
Lock.
We have the Bucks Celts over 219. Trailblazers -4. Carolina Hurricanes, St. Louis Blues, and the Cardinals Cubs over 7. Little six, just a little six teamer today. Little tease. We got 5 to win $200. Last time we had something look like that, it was a winner. It was a winner. Gorms is going to do our new thing where we roll the dice. If we get doubles, it's a guaranteed winner. Gorms, roll the dice. What do we got?
You know what? We're just, you know, it's not,
what was it?
It's not a guarantee, but it's close.
What was it?
It was a 2-4.
Okay, that's not bad. If we're rolling sixes and
soft
eights, we're
six,
fine.
Right.
I thought it was a 5 and a 2, which would have been a terrible omen.
We're at 2-4.
Follow us on the Action app, myaction.app/brobrobets on Twitter, brobrobets. We got a couple guests coming up next week.
Nice.
Still waiting
on my guest, but
he'll be in.
Yeah,
he'll be in. Got a couple of guests coming next week. We're gonna try to get some guests. You know, this is a legitimate gambling show. People want to come on. People want to talk. People want to give their picks. Tell your friends. Send this out. Do all what you got to do. Best listeners in the world. Have a great weekend and good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Pay him. paid that man his money.